If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And this is a special edition of the Coronavirus Update as we head into the weekend, July 23rd, 2021. I'm Jim Watkins. The special report prompted by the concerns many health experts, government agencies are having around the world with regard to the spread of the new Delta variant or the Indian variant of the coronavirus. And we want to take a look at trends specifically in this report across the globe so that we get a good snapshot of how things are transpiring. So, for example, we'll look at new case trends from week to week, as well as fatality trends from week to week in various countries. If we took an entire look at the world, we can see that the weekly change in new cases has gone up 8%. So, for example, 2 weeks ago, the average number of cases was 3,664,000. Now we have seen 3,380,000 cases in any given seven-day period, and that shows a weekly change of 8%. That's an increase of 8%. In terms of death, the preceding seven-day period was showing that we were seeing 54,764 people dying from COVID-related illness. That number has increased by 2% to 55,767. Again, that's the global picture at this time. In the UK, they've seen new cases go up 25%, and fatalities have increased from week to week, from 257 in the preceding 7 days to 387 in the last 7 days. That's an increase of 51%. In the U.S., new cases have shot up from 205,000 average new cases per week to 321,000 in the last 7 days. That represents a 57% increase in the number of cases in the United States. In terms of fatalities, the death rate has actually dropped. A week ago, there was a combination of 1,930 deaths reported from COVID-related illness in 1 week period. That number dropped to 1,789 deaths in the last 7 days. In Indonesia, which has been especially hard hit with both new cases and deaths, has seen a decrease in both. New cases have dropped by just under 1% from the preceding week. Meanwhile, the deaths have increased from 64,000 the week previous to 8,800 in the past 7 days. That represents a 37% increase in the number of fatalities in Indonesia. Good news to report in terms of cases and deaths in India, which was especially hard hit. New cases are down 3% in India. Deaths are down 33%. In Spain, new cases are up 17%, and deaths are also up 26%. In other places, Mexico has seen a 31% increase in new cases of the coronavirus. Deaths are also up 29%. For example, the week previous, there were 1,300 people who died from COVID-related illness. Last week, there were 1,700. So that represents almost a 30% increase. In the Netherlands, especially hard hit, they're seeing an increase in new deaths up 45%. Also in the Netherlands, new cases are about where they were, just under 5% from the week previous. There were 61,000 people in the Netherlands that contracted or tested positive for coronavirus. In other countries, Japan, of course, where the Olympics opening this weekend, they've seen a sharp increase, 53% actually, in new cases. The week previous, there were 16,000 new cases detected. In the last 7 days, that number went from 16,000 to 24,000 in Japan, and that explains why they're being extremely cautious about the Olympics. number of deaths in Japan jumped from 93 people last week to 107 this week. That represents a 15% increase in the number of fatalities. A little bit of good news and bad news regarding Italy. 115% increase in the number of cases, but deaths have dropped by 27%. Germany reporting a 45% increase in the number of cases from week to week, but deaths are down 22%. In Belgium, just roughly about where they were the week previous, about a 3% increase in new cases. Good news in Belgium, 27% decrease in the number of deaths. And we want to get to the vaccinations now before we close out this special report. And there have been 3.7 billion vaccine doses administered worldwide. Here closer to home in the United States, 338,777,000 vaccines have been administered. We'll take a look at the top states. California has administered 44,375,000 doses of vaccines. In Texas, 26,817,000 doses have been administered. In New York, 22,600,000 doses have been administered. Florida reporting 22,012,000 doses administered. And so that's good news in terms of the number of people that are vaccinated in the United States, now representing approximately 51% of the total U.S. population. Again, all this information available to you online at candidlyspeaking.net. Don't forget to check back often and follow us as well as share us on your social media with our coronavirus podcast update. I'm Jim Watkins.